I was 21 when I sobered up. I'm 34 now. And I'm 47. I met a girl when I was, all joking aside, did I get up at about 10 after?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're good. I feel like a 2-CD set tonight. And gave a heart attack to the taper. I met a girl when I was 2 years sober. I was at this hotel working, and the girl got hired the same day as me. And as I like to say, she had a quality I'd been looking for a long time, which was that she was interested in me. And that's an attractive quality. We started dating, and eventually got married. I'm skipping over stuff. It was a horrible relationship. We fought all the time. By the time we'd been dating for 3 months, we were seeing a marriage counselor, and we weren't even engaged. Just goofy. And we got married and kind of got things fixed, and we got married. We wanted to have kids. And I was scared to have kids. You know, I'm temperamental, and I remember a therapist one time or a psychologist telling me that, you know, you have some really bad anger problems. And the type of anger problems that, you know, counting to 10 makes it worse, yelling into a pillow. I mean, there doesn't seem to be an answer for this. And I was scared. I was really scared to have kids. And we started trying to have a baby, and we couldn't. And I remember thinking, God probably doesn't think I'm fit to be a father. And I don't blame him. I mean, if I'm not meant to have this, and we tried and tried and tried, and to no avail. To make matters worse, by the way, by this time, as an AA member, I'm sponsoring a lot of guys, and they're all having children. They're all impregnating their girlfriends, unwanted pregnancies out of marriage. And they're all calling me up, oh my God, you know, it broke. And it's like, are you kidding me, right? I mean, here I am trying to do things right, the injustice of it all. And I remember we got this pregnancy test. We both had this really strong feeling that we were going to have, that she was pregnant, and it was negative. And I remember thinking, that's it, I give up, I'm done. And I remember accepting. Because see, I always try and wrangle God's will to mine. I'm always like God's getting up. Like God gets up in the morning and prays to Jeff and wonders what I think. And, you know, I'll meet you halfway, God. And one of my favorite expressions is, if God is your co-pilot, switch seats. And, you know, this isn't a joint venture. And so I'm always trying to corral God's will to mine to what I think I need. You know, the insanity of step two is not just about drinking for me. It's this delusion that I somehow possess the ability and the know-how to fix what's wrong with me. That's really what I've got to smash. That's the decision I'm making in three. Hey, my life is in the hands of an idiot. It's time to get it out of that person's hands. Give it to God. So it turns out we were impatient and hadn't waited. The next morning I got up, I remember seeing this pregnancy test in the trash can, and it was positive. We had a little boy, and the little boy's middle name is Wilson, after Bill Wilson. And by the way, years later, he would, in kindergarten, he had to write a paper explaining how he got his name, or what, you know, his name was. And he wrote, I am named after Bill Wilson, who started AA, which saves my daddy's life. And isn't that cool? Had a girl 17 months later. Once we got going, we couldn't stop. And my wife at the time didn't seem to understand the importance of AA, so she rejected the name Abigail Dr. Bob, and we had this little girl, and I don't have enough time, and I want to choose my words carefully here, but my wife later on, it's not my story to tell, but my wife would have a little bit of trouble in our marriage, and by the time we'd been married for like 7 years, she would join Al-Anon. And she would become a different person in joining Al-Anon. I joke around about Al-Anon, but when no one's around and when I'm not being recorded, I tell you this, I am eternally indebted to Al-Anon for what it's done for my family, to what it's done for my wife and the mother it's made her. It's amazing. Yeah, please do clap. Not for me. Clap for me in a second. And AA works, damn it. Anyway,